Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Thank you for joining us today as we share together in God's precious Word. Here's Senior Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
I would not dare say, name anybody that is so-and-so's Antichrist. However, I will say that if Jesus could come today, and I believe he could come today, that the Antichrist must be alive and well somewhere in the world today. Would you get the picture now? I'm not naming him, but don't we believe Jesus could come today? When Jesus comes and takes us out of here, the Antichrist begins. We'll get into that when he begins to sign an agreement. So that means that the Antichrist must be somewhere today as we hold it. So without naming him, because I don't know who he is, I'd be a fool to try to name him. Matter of fact, let me jump ahead. I don't believe he knows that he is the Antichrist. It will be the middle of the tribulation period before Satan, and we'll talk about that in just a minute, but I'm jumping way ahead. When Satan is cast down from heaven, and the angel goes about upon the earth, woe unto the inhabitants, because Satan is cast down. This is in the middle tribulation period. He takes possession, the dragon takes possession of the Antichrist. The Antichrist has been slain. He's been laying his tree, and we look at it in Revelation 13. That's when he becomes, quote unquote, he is known now as the Antichrist, okay, to himself. Okay, so anyway, there's different various names. Let's look at this outline I gave you. As we understand what's in the Word of God, there's various names and titles, and I gave you the scripture references for your convenience. You could look at them yourself. He's called the Little Horn in Daniel 7:8, the Willful King, Daniel 11:36, the Idle Shepherd, Zechariah 11:17. We may get back to that later on about him being a Jew. But anyway, he's the profane wicked prince, Ezekiel 21:25. In 2 Thessalonians 2:3, and twice, he's identified as the man of sin. And then in the same verse, he's also identified as the son of perdition. And then just a couple verses later, in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse number 8, he's known as the Wicked One. And then beginning in Revelation chapter 11, in verse 7, he is known as the Beast. And I counted this yesterday. He's also found 36 other times in Revelation. So 37 times from Revelation 11:7 and the rest of the book, he's known as the Beast. It's the most common name he's known as, the Beast in the book of Revelation. However, we know him, identify him, talk about him as the Antichrist. And we see that in 1 John 2, verse 18. Also, 1 John 2, verse 22, and 1 John 4, 3, known as that name as Antichrist. And I mentioned the characteristics of the Antichrist given. We looked at that. He will be an intellectual genius. And I won't read these because I want to do some other things, but this is a reference for you. In Daniel 8:23, remember in that verse, he said, he speaks marvelous things. And so he's an intellectual genius. And Latrice asked me if I wanted to put that in there because it's in my notes. You see in parentheses, he cannot come from Polk County. With a little smiley face, you know, that's just for your, okay. He's also, number two, he will be an oratorical genius. Or Daniel 11:36, he'll speak marvelous things. The one in Daniel 8:23, he has dark understanding of dark things. In other words, has a great mind. This one, he speaks marvelous things, oratorical genius. He will hold people's attention. Then he will be a commercial genius. Daniel 11:43 speaks of that. Revelation 13:16, verses 16 and 17. And we see that one world monetary system, there will be a one world system of money. You won't have the dollar bills and all that. True story, we were at the car wash yesterday, Eddie, me and Latrice. I hauled all those flowers you saw. I had to haul them in my truck. And that pretty black Honda Ridgeline got dirt all in it, so I had to go, finally went to the car wash. And there were pennies on where we were at, pennies on the ground. And Latrice mentioned that's what pennies are worth now because nobody even picks them up anymore. Guess who picked them up? But anyway, we got pennies and nickels and dimes and quarters and yeah, all these dollar bills and all kinds of money, you know, euros and Spanish money and all, I forget what the Spanish, pesos. Eventually there will be one currency, one world money system, and he will be ahead of that. He will be a commercial genius. Then he's going to be a political genius. Not only will it be a one world commercial system, there will be a one world government. Revelation chapter 17, verses 11 through 13. And I mentioned this also last week, where all the leaders of talked about the 10 heads and the crowns and how they give them up and all to the Antichrist. And in the middle of the tribulation, he becomes leader of the whole world, that they would say give their country or whatever over to the Antichrist to lead. He will be the leader of the known world in the middle of the tribulation on through. But the first half of the tribulation, he's starting to gain power. We see that in the first 3.5 years. And slowly, slowly, he's gaining the power and authority the first 3.5 years. And then from the second 3.5 years, he becomes the leader of the known world, the world government. And then he will be a military genius. He will be a world conqueror. Revelation 6:2, that's that first seal. Remember, it talks about those four seals. Actually, it's the six seals, and seventh seal opens up. Am I going too fast for y'all? Let me slow down. That first seal is that Antichrist, the rider on the white horse with a bow. He doesn't have heirs. He's sent forth to conquer, and he will conquer. He'll be a military genius, and we also read that in Revelation 13, 1 and 2. He'll be a world conqueror. And then finally, he will be a religious genius in that there will be a one-world church. Revelation 13, 8, 2 Thessalonians 2, 4, where all the nations of the world will worship him. And I mentioned this last week that I still didn't look this up. I should have looked it up. The guy who wrote the little poem, there was a lady from Niger who smiled as she rode on a tiger. They went for a ride. No, they came from the ride with the lady inside and a smile on the face of the tiger. In other words, the tiger ate the lady who was riding on the back with the thought, the picture of that the Antichrist will be that tiger. And all the world religions, whether it's Catholicism or Islam, you name it, Buddhist, Shintoism, all the world, Protestantism, whatever that under religious garb, they will be eaten, if you so speak, by the Antichrist. He will be a one world leader. He will be, now you worship me. Are you following? And so we see that in Revelation 13, 8, and we're going to go to Revelation 13 in just a minute. But there in your outline, in 2 Thessalonians 2, 4. Now, his ethnicity and his sexual orientation are given. Number one, I believe he will be a Jew. I think it's very obvious. Ezekiel 21, 25, and Daniel 11, 37. He's also identified as an Assyrian. I'm so glad Brother Jack is here. Jack Nave is here. And he kind of reminded me about this. He mentions about an Assyrian. He could be an Assyrian, but he'll be a Jew. Okay? And I would believe he will be from the tribe of Dan. Dan, not only will he be a Jew, but more specifically from the tribe of Dan.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And come join us this Saturday, April 25th at 6 p.m. to hear Tribute Quartet. That's right, Tribute Quartet will be with us Saturday, April 25th at 6 p.m. at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. All are welcome and encouraged to attend as we enjoy a wonderful evening together. That's this Saturday, April 25th at 6 p.m. at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. I hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.